We have been going to the school for the past 1 year. We like it a lot. All the grandmothers learn together. Sometimes we sing. It's a lot of fun. In fact, it's very boring to stay at home. We eagerly wait for it to be 2 p.m. so we can go to school.
You're hearing there a student talking about the joys of going to school and learning to read and write. It's true, that woman is a little older than most school kids, but that's because she's a pupil at a unique school on the outskirts of Mumbai in India, founded especially for grandmothers. Most of the women who attend the school are widowed or alone, and none of them had more than a cursory education as girls. But today, that's changing. Every afternoon in a classroom made just for them, with money from the community itself. As part of our ongoing collaboration with News Deeply, we spoke with Nikita Rudrappa. She's a Mumbai-based journalist who met and spoke with these unconventional and enthusiastic students.
So the women who go to the school from a village which is about 150 kilometers from Bombay, and they are in the age group of 60 to about 90. They are farmers by profession. They have never been to school. This is the first opportunity of education that they are receiving right now.
Well, how did the idea get started to have a school for so many women who are between 60 and 90?
The root of the idea came from the fact that there were a lot of religious functions that used to happen in the village, and these women couldn't read the text. And they wanted to participate in it. So to learn the text and to be able to read the text was why they wanted to really learn.
You know, I saw one of the women who's a pupil at the school, and she says that when she went to school, girls only were educated until the fourth grade, and then they did their farming chores. Attitudes about education have definitely changed, but maybe behind some of this change is a changing idea about education for women and girls.
Even today, the school in the village is only till the fifth grade. So if they really need to study after that, they need to travel by foot for at least, say, about 10 kilometers to be able to get education. A, it's unsafe for girls to be traveling 10 kilometers on foot. And secondly, most people couldn't afford it. So if they could afford, they would prioritize education for a male child over a female child. That probably was the case why most girls in the village went to school only till about fourth grade. And I think if we talk about change, I'm hopeful that change will happen, especially now because, you know, the women are studying at an age that is over 60. This is kind of inspiring younger girls to continue education. The same women are also encouraging their grandkids to go to school because now they understand why it is important.
Well, what have some of these grandmothers, most of them are grandmothers, said to you about their experience getting a new education?
Oh, they are so happy about it. They don't really need to express it in words because when I met them, I was trying to shoot with them before their school time. And I could see that the fact that they really wanted to wrap up the interview because they really didn't want to miss school. So they're really excited about going to school and they finish everything in the house so that they can take those 2 hours just to study.
Has anyone talked to you about how they'd like to use their newfound skills?
I mean, they're over the age where they're going to probably go look for a job after studying. They are very aware of that. But I think they are more confident of just facing and being able to talk to people. And that's also a big thing, you know, because they've never had this opportunity before and they've never believed in themselves. And here is an opportunity that they have where they get, not only are they believing in themselves, but people are believing in them.
One of the women who I think you talked to said that when she was young, it was considered a waste to educate a girl. She'll learn to read, but then she'll just end up serving somebody else in some other family when she gets married, so why bother?
Yeah, that's true. And I think, you know, a lot of people still think like that. But, I mean, they are grandmothers now, but they kind of know the importance. So now even the grandkids, even the girl grandkids that they have, they are encouraging them to go to school because they realize it's actually not a waste. It was a cycle that needed to be broken. A cycle of belief, one may say, which was actually not the truth, but it was conditioning in a way.
Nikita Rudrappa, thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Nikita Rudrappa is a journalist based in Mumbai, India.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.